chapter 2, verse 13 says, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." Well, friend, happy Sunday. So good to see you. It's this fifth day of May. Already it's May. How about that? 2019. I am Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. It is so good to see you. Friend, I pray that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. This is the day the Lord has made. If you're not too familiar with this radio program, it's been on the air since, 6 years, give or take. Yeah, it's a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on the Lord. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And honestly, today is no different. Got some God-exalting songs on the way, including this one. It's Bebo Norman and Yes, I Will.
In the passion of your sacrifice, saw the prophecy fulfilled. The healer of the world, the wounded Christ, I heard you say, come follow me. So I will, yes I will, follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill.
I will follow,
follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill to the cross where the river runs crimson even still. Yes, I will follow you, Lord. I will. Yes, I will. On the sacred path you bled, that hill, how terrible the cross, how glorious. I heard you say, come follow me.
So I will,
so I will.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill.
I will follow,
follow you, Jesus, all the way.
Well, great to be the soundtrack to your Sunday morning. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Remember, I think it was a few years ago, 2015, Tragic news came out of Fox Lake, Illinois, as police officer Charles Joseph Glinowich, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, took his own life while on duty. And as investigators searched a little deeper, it was discovered that he had embezzled thousands of dollars from a youth program, and it was just only a matter of time before the crime would be connected to him. And in fact, it shook the core of the community and the police department. And what makes this story so tragic, friend, is that this precious soul, though flawed, thought the only way out was to take his own life. You know, Rick Warren once said, before you sin, Satan says it's no big deal. Afterwards, he says, this is so big, you can never be forgiven. Both are lies. Friend, no matter how bad we mess up, we have a God who forgives us of our sin. Yes, we have earthly consequences, but we can have peace with God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listening to Sunday Worship.
Father's glory, flames, spirit, flames.
Declaring Jesus is Lord, blessing and praising his name here today and every day. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. Be sure to connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Friday morning, woke up to news that Dr. Warren Wiersbe went home to be with the Lord. I think it was late Thursday night. And so grateful for his legacy, so grateful for his, just his years of being a mighty servant of God. And I just was remembering last year, my wife's uncle passed away kind of all of a sudden. And at the funeral, the pastor did a fine job. And as everyone was leaving, the sweet ambient music continued to play. Then the family came to the casket one final time before it closed. And I'll never forget the grief, the wailing, the weeping that took place in those final moments as they said goodbye one last time. Then I noticed that in the middle of the sobbing, in the middle of the crying and the pain, the song "Great is Thy Faithfulness" was playing in the background. I mean, it was, friend, a precious reminder that only God can orchestrate. I'll never forget that. Never in my entire life will I forget that. Friend, in the midst of the pain of our darkest hour, God is faithful. He is faithful to give us strength to face another day. He is faithful to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. He is faithful to carry us when we feel like giving up. We can trust him in the thick of tragedy because he has proven himself to be trustworthy. It was Adrian Rogers who once said, "One of these days, God is going to pull back the shades of night, pin them to a star, open the door of morning, and flood your world with the sunshine of his love and light."
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you, I want to seek you first. me hear your voice. And in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, your life as a Christian should make non-believers question their disbelief in God.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me
That's right. You can have this hell-bound, broken, messed up world, but just give me Jesus. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Krolfer, and I hope that I hope your just weekend is everything that you're expecting it to be. I know some of us probably need to catch up on some rest, maybe a lot of mowing to do from all the rain that we had this week, and I pray that this weekend is everything that you were hoping and praying for it to be. You can always catch up with me. I really enjoy hearing from you each and every week. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y, in case if you don't know how to spell Joey, joey@greatnewsradio.org. If you have a chance sometime this weekend, be sure to pick up your brand new copy, the May edition of the Prime Life Times. How about that? Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and just gather with God's people today. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.